Are you someone who thinks God is distant, detached, and disinterested with life on earth? I'm not. I've read the Bible enough to know that from the account of creation in the book of Genesis, all the way to the description of end time events in the Revelation to John, the Bible contains lots of details. In some cases, minute details. Well, why does that matter? Because it demonstrates that God not only pays attention to the details, he also cares about the details. Now, the verses I'm going to read today from Psalm 37 go a step further and teach us that God actually delights in the details. Now, I don't know about you, but it brings me great comfort to know that God delights in every detail of my life. I know what it's like when certain aspects of your life seem like puzzle pieces that aren't coming together. Anybody? This message is for you if you need a little encouragement and a better handle on your current situation. I promise to share the secret to finding your way when you're getting mixed messages about which direction to go. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant. Thank you for being here. I am all about helping you believe and speak truth. People tend to say what's on their mind. I know that I do. And since our tongues have the power of life and death, I want us to fill our minds with truth from the Bible so that we speak life. Each week, I read a short passage of scripture, and then I give you a declaration to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24 from the New Living Translation. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Maybe you've heard the saying, the devil is in the details. Now that may be true, but Psalm 37, 23, and 24 tell us that the Lord isn't just in the details. He delights in the details. The devil wants little details to pile up, trip you up, and hold you back. But God uses the details in your life to direct your steps, and he will never let you fall. That's why it brings me comfort to believe and speak today's declaration from Psalm 37. God delights in every detail of my life. Will you say that with me? God delights in every detail of my life. Psalm 37 verses 23 and 24 highlight two important qualities of the person whose steps are guided by God. First, you need to be strong and courageous. The New Living Translation puts Psalm 37, 23 this way. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. Well, I looked into the original language and discovered that a more accurate translation would be this. The Lord directs the steps of the valiant warrior. Now, I'm not exactly a valiant warrior. How about you? No worries. Gideon didn't identify himself as one either, but God directed Gideon's steps to an amazing victory. He can do that for us too. So be strong and courageous. Rather than backing away out of fear or confusion, simply cry out to God when your path is uncertain. The Bible makes it clear that our strength comes from the Lord. And we learn from Bible characters like Gideon and Joshua, for that matter, too, that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the presence of trust in God. In fact, here's a great memory verse for you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's from Joshua 1, verse 9. If the details of your life are like puzzle pieces that just aren't coming together, then cry out to God. He sees the whole picture, and he's going to help you pick up the pieces in the right order and fit them together. Before I share the second point from Psalm 37 about God directing your steps, I'd like to ask a favor of you. Would you please tap or click the like button and also share this video with a friend? And please, please subscribe. Turn on the notifications by tapping or clicking the bell. Thank you so much. All right, valiant warrior. The next thing that we learn from Psalm 37 is that you need to be prepared to stumble, but not fall. My friend, you are going to stumble, and you may end up with a few bumps and bruises. And you know what? The devil wants to discourage you when that happens, and it will happen. But Psalm 37:24 says of valiant warriors like you, though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Whenever the devil disrupts the details of your life, read Psalm 37, not just the verses that I read today, but all of it. This wonderful Psalm of David is filled with blessings for the godly and curses for the wicked. Reading it will remind you that even if the devil is in the details, God is in charge of the details. And not only that, he delights in every detail of your life. Speaking of delight, would you declare today's declaration with me again? God delights in every detail of my life. Now, I promise to share a secret to finding your way when you're getting mixed messages about which direction to go. Now, you might not be surprised to discover that the key is in Psalm 37. Listen to verse 5 and the first part of verse 7. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Remember the valiant warrior I mentioned earlier? That is you if you choose to commit everything you do to the Lord and then wait patiently for him to act. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes we have to wait a long time. The key is to be still in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes that translates into, when in doubt, don't. If you aren't sure which steps to take, wait until the peace of God settles on you. I'm sure, like me, you make the best choices based on the information that you have. But we can't see what lies ahead, and many of the details affecting our decisions are out of our control. But we can count on God to direct our steps with full knowledge of every detail. Remember, God delights in every detail of my life. God knows exactly which path you should take. Following his lead doesn't mean you won't have setbacks and moments of confusion, so don't let the devil discourage you. In fact, be prepared to stumble, but not fall. God may guide you along a rocky path where it's hard to get solid footing. You may end up in a shadowy valley, but God will comfort you there. He won't abandon you. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes." Trust in God like a valiant warrior, and you will rise up again and again. Anyone who knows me well knows that I will keep moving in the direction that God last pointed me until he redirects me and his peace settles over me. If you aren't sure whether to change course, don't. Follow the last directions God gave you and stay the course. God is not distant, detached, or disinterested with your life. He has promised to direct your steps, and he delights in every detail of how you're going to get from point A to point B. If you haven't heard any directions from God in a while, know that God will give you new directions when it's time for a new direction. Lean in and listen for his guidance as you pray. Let's take a moment right now to consult God about your next steps. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that your word is full of promises that you will guide us from the Psalms in the Old Testament and even way back to Joshua, all the way through in the New Testament when Jesus himself said that his sheep hear and know his voice. God, you have promised to guide us by your Holy Spirit, and you do that with peace. Lord, sometimes it is scary, it's confusing, and we don't know what to do. But if we sense you calling us, just like Abraham, to sacrifice Isaac, the Bible tells us the very next morning he got up first thing and went about it. Lord, help us to do even the scary things. Help us to be courageous, God, knowing that when we add faith to our fear, Father, we have all the courage that we need because of your presence, the peace of your presence. Lord, and help us to know that if things are rough, Lord, getting from point A to point B doesn't always mean smooth sailing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not in it, holding our hand, guiding us every step of the way. Help us not to be paralyzed by fear, Father, or to be discouraged when we stumble. God, thank you for your promise. Thank you for your promise in Psalm 37 to guide us and to take delight in how we get there. And I also, Father God, want to thank you for the promise that I often quote to myself. And I want to pray over everyone listening, God, that whether we go to the right or to the left, our ears will hear a voice behind us saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." You have promised it, God, and we claim that promise in the mighty name of Jesus, in whose name we pray this prayer. Amen. Thank you for being with me all the way to the end today. I want to give you tools to help you make godly choices for your life and your future. So would you check the description for a link to my website? You're going to find lots of free resources to help you remember that God is with you every step of the way. Please leave me a comment about your biggest takeaway from today's message. And also, would you like, subscribe, and be sure to click or tap that bell for notifications. I found out recently that very few of my subscribers are actually getting those notifications. It would mean so much to me. You'll never miss a message. And speaking of that, a great one to watch next is called 3 Practical Steps to Discern God's Path for you. Simply click on the thumbnail that you're going to see to your right. I hope you'll share what you've learned today because your tongue has power. Use it for good.